today is Purim Katan. Okay, Purim Katan only comes around once in a while. Let me read you what it says in the last Simen in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin. It's the last Simen in Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, the laws of Purim Katan. I'll read you the entire Simen. Yoim Yudalid Vitesvav Sheba'adar Rishon Ein Neiflim Al Pneihem. Okay, 2 days. Today and tomorrow. Just like there's Purim and there's Shushan Purim, there is Purim Katan and there is Shushan Purim Katan. Ein Neiflim Al Pneihem, you don't fall Tachlim, Ein Neiflim, you do not say Mizmor Ya'ancha Hashem B'yoim Tzara. Okay, so today in Shul, did you notice, they did not say Lam Natzeach. Vasudim behespid v'tainis. There are no hespedim today. There's no tainis today. Avul shor dvarim ein noyhagim bohem. Oh, now what do you mean other dvar? Means there's no din of having a shloch manos. Okay, today you don't say shloch manos. You don't have a sudas purim, and you don't have hamatashim.
You don't have small ones.
It says here, Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, I don't know what you're talking about. It says here, the only thing you do today is you don't have tachnu, there's no hesped, there's no tainis. Avol shor devarim ein noyhagim bohem. No homentashin. What? Okay, let's see what the... Let's see. It's in the Mechaber. A shor devarim ein noyhagim bohem. There's no mikra megillah. There is no Su'udas Purim. There is no Mishloach Manos. There is no Matonis Lev Yonim. Okay? All of these things, Alanisim is not said. Nothing else is done. It's very limited what we celebrate on this day. The Yeshom, some say, the Af Ad Kedekach Daf Behespid V'Tainis Mutarim. It's not so bad. Today, Hespid and Tainis is Mutar indeed on Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan. Hagah. The minig is kizvara harishayna, that you're not allowed to fast today and you're not allowed to deliver hespedim. Okay, the Ramah says, make no mistake about it, these two things we are mekayim. Then the Ramah goes on to say, yeisham, some say shechayv laharbus b'mishte v'simcha. No, that there is an opinion that you are mechuyiv to be marbe in mishte v'simcha. Now notice he does not say on Tesvav. Only Yudal, we'll discuss that in a moment. Not Shushan Purim Katan. We'll come to that in a moment. Why exactly that's so? The Yudal Shabadar Rishon. Who is the one that says this is the Chemed, this is okay, let's leave it aside for now. Okay, I'm confusing. Okay, leave it. Okay, yesh laharbos b'mishta v'simcha b'yud dalit shabadarishim. The tour b'shem the riff. Okay, v'ein noyhagim kain. The Ramah says you don't do this. You're not marbe in mishta v'simcha. Not so. So even though there's the thing that says you should have today a mishta v'simcha v'ein noyhagim kain. Nikol mokoim. The Ramah says, Yarbe kitsos, a little bit bisuuda kidelot says to be yitze yidei hamachmirim. Don't go all the way. Don't go have a full-fledged suda today, but you should be marbe kitsos. What does it mean kitsos? It's not really clear what that means. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, Mikol Mokom Yarbe Behagos Tashbeitz, Kosav the Yesh Laharbos. He says that you should have a suda. Rabbeinu Yechiel mi Pariz. Rogil Laharbos, his custom that he did have. And then the Ramah concludes with the last words of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, V'toiv Lev Mishte Tomit. A person who has a good heart is in a constant state of mishta. Okay, so this is the end. Now before we let's go, the number of things to discuss. Number one is why did the Ramah conclude with the words V'toiv Lev Mishta Tomit? So seemingly he wants to connect the end of Orachayim with the beginning of Orachayim. How does the Mechaber begin Orachayim? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. So it's a nice wrap up of Shulchan Aruch to begin with Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit with the words of V'toiv Lev Mishta Tomit. Someone wants to suggest a bit of a drush is that since this simon refers to Purim Katan, what exactly is the nature of Purim? The nature of Purim is to recognize, the whole essence of the miracle is to recognize Hashkacha Pratis. Even in events that seem to be a coincidence. Everything in the Megillah is just a collection of coincidences, a collection of events which are not in the category of Lamal Derech HaTeva. But when you step back and you look at the collection of all of these events, you see it was nothing less than a miracle. But at each event unfolded at its time, there was nothing to take note of. It was just another day. That's the message. If you were for the goal is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, a person should put Hashem in front of him tamid, continuously, every moment. There's no such thing as a coincidence. And when you recognize that, then even the simple thing that happens, you'll be in a state of lev v'toiv lev nishte tamid. Everything that happens, gam zu l'toiva. Whether it's obviously good, whether it's bad, whether it's somewhere in the middle, that is the message of Purim Katan. Purim Katan is an extension of Purim. Is to recognize every single thing that happens is in the category of the Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, and to enjoy it, to have Simcha, because that's what Purim is. Purim is the recognition, the awareness that every little thing that happens is not a coincidence, but it has much greater meaning. Okay, let's go over a couple of things of Purim before you cite us. On Purim, do we full tachan? We live in Chutz Liaretz, so we do not celebrate Purim on the 15th day. We celebrate Purim on the 14th day. Do we full tachan on day 15? No. Do we fast on day 15? No. Day 15 is basically a holiday as well. Just like Purim is a holiday, we don't lay in the Megillah, we don't do all the mitzvahs, but basically the 15 days is a full holiday. Why is that so? That's not our holiday. So the Gemara says that is part of the takana. Part of the takana is that lo osroi shel zeh bishel zeh. It's the Gemara that it's osur on shel zeh bishel zeh. It says it actually in the Megillah. In the Megillah, the fact that it's recorded in the Megillah, there's a pasuk. It's a Gemara. I don't remember the details, but there's a pasuk in the Gemara. It's a pasuk that the Gemara darshins is that even though you're not living in Shushan, even though you're not living in a city that has a wolf, you lost Yeshua Benun, you still do not fast and eulogize on the 15th day. And that's all fine and good when it comes to Purim itself. But does that carry over to Purim Katan? In other words, tomorrow, are we going to fall Tachlon on Tesvav? We're not. Why not? Shulchan Aruch says, Yom Yudalit v'Tesvav Sheba Adar Rishon Ein Neif Malpneim. Why? But why? It's not Purim. Only when it comes to Purim is there a halacha osrei shel zeh bishel zeh. Shusha, Purim Katan is only a minor. It should be enough that we should observe it as based upon where we live. We live in Chutz Liaretz, so if it was only one Adar, today would be our Purim. It would be our Purim on Yudalit. Tomorrow is not Purim. Tomorrow is only Shushan Purim. It's only because Oshu Shel Zeh B'Shel Zeh, that halacha, Oshu Shel Zeh B'Shel Zeh, is only the real deal. It's only the real deal. But now when you're dealing with Purim Katan, so why does the Shulchan Aruch write Yudalit Vit Tesva? This is a very big difficulty. This is not a Dover Pasha at all. Why both days are Osir? And the answer given is because it's a very interesting idea. Is because even though it's true that Nikra didn't, it's not part of the Gemara Masechet Megillah, it's part of Megillas Tainis. In Megillas Tainis, there was an additional takana. I'm not sure what I'm saying is 100% correct, but this is what I surmise from reading the Nitei Gavriel, that there was in Megillas Tainis, all the days listed when you're not allowed to fast. There are many days during the year that you're not allowed to fast. Megillas Tainis, and one of the things that it says in Megillas Tainis is that on Yudal and Purim Katan, Yudalid Vitesvav, it was extended, Oshu Shel Zeh B'Shel Zeh, even for Purim Katan. So in Yerushalayim, on Yud Purim Katan, even though they celebrate Purim on Tezvav, and they would normally celebrate Tezvav, today in Yudalid, they don't fall Tachlon. Megillas Tainis says this. We in Chutz Liaretz, when we celebrate Purim today in Yudalid, we're not going to fall Tachlon tomorrow. Megillas Tainis is bottle. It's bottle. Except for two things are not bottle. What's not bottle is Chanukah and Purim. Now Chanukah obviously is not bottle, because if it was bottle, we have nothing else to fall back on. Because there's no other place that it's recorded that you're not supposed to fast on Chanukah, and you're supposed to say Hallel, and you're supposed to do all of these things. But Purim, we don't need Megillas Tainus. What do we need Megillas Tainus for? Megillas Tainus is bottle. So good, it's bottle. Are we still going to continue to celebrate Purim? For sure. Because in Purim, we have Megillas Esther. We have one of the Chafdal and Sifri Tanakh, it's Megillas Esther, that tells us you have to celebrate Purim. So we don't need Megillas Tainus to teach us the laws of Purim. So let Megillas Tainus be bottle, we'll still have Purim. That's the point. Megillas Tainus is not bottle for everything that it says about Purim. And one of the additional things that it says about Purim, Megillas Tainus, is Osru Shalzeh B'Shalzeh, even for Purim Katan. So it's an amazing thing. Tomorrow, when you're not going to fool Tachlon, tomorrow, you know why you're not fooling Tachlon? Not because of what it says in the Megillah. Because what it says in the Megillah will only teach you that you don't fall Tachlon on Shushan Purim and Chutz La'aretz. The reason why you don't fall Tachlon tomorrow is because of Megillas Tainus. It's a very rare a day when you're going to observe something Megin Megillas Tainus. Chanukah is Megin Megillas Tainus, but with regard to Purim, it's the Purim Katan, the Shushan, the Purim Katan Megillas Tainus. Okay, you're right. Possibly right. You're right. I guess so. Maybe the whole thing even today.
Right.
But the Chiddush is not only today, but even. It could be the Purim itself is also part of the pasuk. Bismanehem, Shenis. I'm not sure. It could be that the Purim itself, Purim Katan itself, that might be stronger than Megillas Tainus. Okay, there's another very important idea that the Mishnah Berurah says. It really shows the Toikef Hayom. The Mishnah Berurah says that if a person by mistake today says Al Hanisim. Anyone have that problem today? Yeah. Did you by mistake say Al? I'm sure the people that make this mistake.
Okay.
It's Purim Katan, so you say Al Hanisim.
Yeah.
Do you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? Now let me ask you another question. Answer a question with a question, the Jewish way. If you would say Al Hanisim the whole year round, would you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei?
No.
Well, let me ask you another question. If you would say Yaleh V'Yavo when it's not Rosh Chodesh, that could happen. That's not so far-fetched. You say Yaleh V'Yavo when it's not Rosh Chodesh, do you repeat the Shmoneh Esrei? The answer is it depends. If you say the whole Yaleh V'Yavo, but you leave out the words B'Yoyim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh, you're okay.
Okay.
You don't have to. You can say okay. Don't have to say Yaleh V'Yavo V'Yagia V'Yiroyah V'Yerotzev Yishama. It's a beautiful tila. Just don't say B'Yoyim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. B'Yoyim Zeh. If you say the whole thing. B'Yoyim Hazeh. Yaleh V'Yavo V'Yagia V'Yiroyah V'Yerotzev Yishama V'Yipaka. And you get to the words B'Yoyim Hazeh. Zochreinu Hashem Elokeinu Boile Toiva, Fateinu Boile Vracha. You just don't say B'yoyim Rosh HaChodesh. You say B'yoyim Zeh, you are okay. If you say B'yoyim Rosh HaChodesh HaZeh, you're in trouble. Then you have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So what about Al Hanisim? Al Hanisim, so it's very nice. You can thank Hashem for the miracle of Purim the whole year round. What's the big deal?
Yeah,
because you also say, you say, well, I forgot, what do you say in Al Hanisim? You actually say, you say something very similar. No, that's not a problem. Bibei Mordechai V'Yester. But you say, there's an expression in the Al Hanisim where you actually mentioned today. Oh, Yashu Koyach. Okay. Ulechas, let's over here. No, that's not a problem. No, so maybe it's by Bazman Hazeh. What is that? I remember seeing this somewhere when he say it's not really a problem. There's only one word that makes it a problem. I don't know. Maybe it's Bazman Hazeh. Maybe it's the words, maybe it's Bazman Hazeh. I'm imagining that's the problem. I'm guessing. I'm assuming that's the problem.
You know, if you don't say any Purim or whatever, you're always missing by Yom HaBayim Bazman Hazeh.
Well, we are saying.
You can have any day.
I don't know. You're asking a good question. I do not know. I have to go back to my notes where I saw this. But the thing though is what unique is, generally, if you say the entire Al Hanisim from beginning to end, you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. You must. The only exception is today. Today, if you say Al Hanisim, you don't have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. That says quite, that speaks volumes. That shows that if today, if you say Al Hanisim, it's considered She'osol Al Nisim Bayamim Ochim Bazman Hazeh Bimei Mordechai. It's serious stuff. That goes to show that today, really hidden deep down, is really Purim also. And that's why you don't repeat the Shemona Esrei. Okay, another important idea. I saw Rabbi Shur. Rabbi Shur is an amazing idea. We had a discussion a while ago about Shoivim, or some say Shoivavim. Shoivim. So Shoivim is the fast days that we observe, that used to be observed during Chumash Shemos. When does Shoivim, does some are of the opinion that the only time they observed these fast days were in a leap year. That's the way it was originally established. It was not established to fast every single year. It was only established to fast during a leap year. So when does Shoivim end? Shoivim is Shmos, Ve'ero, Bo, B'Shalach, Mishpatim, Chuma, Mishpatim, it's Mishmem, Tat. Shoivim Tat, Truma Tetzave. What comes after Tetzave? Kisisa, but we don't do kisisa. And in fact, the Magen Avraham writes the Yesh Oimrim that you should fast Vayakel Pikude. That's the Magen Avraham. The Yesh Yakel Pikude. Now it comes out then that basically it's the entire Chumash Shemos. There's only one parsha that's missing, and that's Parashas Kisisa. So why is Parashas Kisisa missing? Let's just say you fast the entire Chumash Shemos. Obviously, it's not the entire Chumash Shemos. Parashas Kisisa is missing. Why is it missing? So Rabbi Shur explains.
A third tough in there.
No, but it's not. The Shoivim is the main. The Shoivim has evolved. We fast. People fast every single year, or they say Slichas every single year, whatever it is. But originally, it was only meant to be observed during a year of a leap year. And how long do we go? We go Shoivim Tat, and then the Yesh Oimim Vayakel Pikude. What happened to Kisitz? It's the only parsh that's left out of Shoivim. The answer is because of Purim Katan always falls out during. During Parsha Shkolim. This year Parsha Zohar doesn't happen until Vayikra. To Vayikra. So the entire in the year where the only one week that you're not observing the fast, you fast one day a week according to many. One day a week. The only day that you're not fasting is Parshas Kisisa. So what happened? The answer is because Purim Katan is the ultimate kapara. You don't need to fast during this week. The other weeks of Chumash Shmos are not holiday weeks. The week of Parshas Kisisa is a holiday week. Therefore, you don't need to observe Shoivim. And he goes a step further. He says that Shoivim comes to an end. The end of Shoivim, not like the Magen Avraham that says that you should add Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. But the end of Shoivim is Shuma Tetzaveh, but it's not over. It's not over until Purim Katan. Purim Katan is the seum of the season of Shoivim. And he brings a very beautiful remes. What is Shoivim all about? We all know it's all about Kedusha. It's all about the Bris Milah. The purpose of a Bris Milah, according to the Rambam, is to serve as a reminder, it serves as a physical suppression of taiva for noshim. Bris Milah, it's all about the Kedushas HaBris. That's why you see all the signs, Shoivim, Hilchas Nida, a refresher course for men, a refresher course for women, Shmiras Seinayim. If you pay attention, the theme that's always presented during the Shoivim is always about the Kedushas HaBris. What is the last Siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Hayim? Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin. What is the gematria of Tov Reish Tzadi Zayin? 697. What is the gematria of Bris Milah? 697. Bris Milah is Begematria 697. So Halay Davar, it's an amazing, amazing Gilui revelation, or Ishur, that the last siman Arachayim is the siman of Purim Katan. Purim Katan is, in his opinion, is the siman of Shoivim Tat. Because you go through all the weeks, and you go through Truma Tetzaveh, and you don't go further. Why don't you go further? Because the Gemara is the Yom Tov of Purim Katan. Purim Katan is, today is the Siyam. And what is Shoivim all about? It's all about the Kedusha Sabris, Bris Mila. Bris Mila is 697. The last siman in Shulchan Aruch is the siman of Purim Katan, which is Begumach, and then the name of the siman is Siman Tof Reish Sadi Zayin, which has the same Gematria, 697 of Bris Mila. So it's an amazing idea. Okay, now let me go bring out another quick idea of the significance of Purim Katan. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. What? 697. Tof Reish is 600.
No. Is equal to what?
Bris Mila. The two words together. No kunsim. No koilel. No chalant. No potato kugel. On the mark. Bris Mila. 697.
Yeah.
Perfect. I don't have to add another piece of chalant to make it work out. Okay, so it's haloi davar. I think it's a very, very interesting idea. It's the seam of today is a suspended. In other words, what is today? What is Purim Katan? Ulamai Nafkamina. You know what it is? Today is the day when we should have completed the process of the tshuva of Shoivim. It's a minhag Yisrael from time immemorial that starting with Chumash Shemos, you observe a tkufa where you mechazik yourself in Kedusha Sabris, which includes Shemirah Seinayim, which includes reviewing the laws of Ishus and Hilchas Nida and all of these in Yanim. This is minhag Yisrael. This goes back from time immemorial. Look at the bulletin board outside. That's what it's all about. When does the season end? It ends on Purim Katan. Shoivim Tat. And it's Haloi Davar. If the Inyan of Shoivim is Bris Mila, Kedushas HaBris, and the last Siman in Shulchan Aruch is Tofer Shadi Zayin, which is the Siman of Purim Katan, Haloi Davar. It's not a coincidence that these two things, they coincide. Okay, let's go to another idea. There's a very powerful Yisrael, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah here. We'll conclude with this. So I'm just finish up very quickly. This very nice idea. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows. What happens if a person experiences in his lifetime a miracle? A miracle. He was zeicha to a miracle. Miracle is a term which is the interpretation depends on the person. For some people, a miracle is only a gilui, a lamala miderech hateva. But sometimes in life, you have events, coincidences that come together, and it's you see the poyel. You see openly the Yad Hashem. You see unusual hashkocha pratis that an event came to be through the Maisa Hashem. So it used to be, it still is maybe, that people would dedicate the day when this miracle happens, the private miracle, as a Yom Tov for the rest of their life. Person, he saw the hashkocha pratis every year on this day. Something very significant happened to you on a certain day of the year, you got a job. What are the chances of getting the job of your dreams? You get a shidduch, whatever it is. Something, you see the Yad Hashem. This day, for the rest of my life, on this day, I'm going to observe as a Yom Tov. That Yom Tov is called Purim, your Purim. Okay, the words of the Mishnah Berurah are Mi She'era Loines. Ba'adar, the kibbol atzma lasos tamid yom mishnah v'simcha. He doesn't call it Purim, but in the Mefarshim they call it. It's called your Purim, a private Purim. I don't know the exact words that are used for this, but it's called a private Purim. A private Purim you observe. What happens if this miracle happened to you in Adar? On the third day of Adar, you were zoichet to win the Powerball lottery. And you see the Yad Hashem, the numbers came to you, such hashkach, why you selected those numbers. Can you even choose the numbers, the Powerball lottery? Can you choose your numbers?
Yeah.
You can choose? Okay, you can. Okay. So you got hashkach, a pratis, you saw the Yad Hashem. And it happened in Gimel Adar. And when it happened to you, there was only one Adar. And this year, there are two Adars. And every single year, I have a custom, it's my custom to observe, to commemorate the miracle that happened to me in Adar. Question, should you observe it in Adar Rishayim, or should you observe your private Purim in Adar Sheni? So when it comes to a yard site, we learned do both. When it comes to a birthday, a bar mitzvah, we learned you do the second. Right? You do the second. Every area in halacha, every year in halacha, you have to follow whatever the guidelines are. But there are areas in halacha. So the halacha is the Mishnah Berurah says you do it first, the Adar Rishon. If you commemorate a miracle that happened to you in your life on Adar, and this year there are two Adars, you're supposed to commemorate it in Adar Rishon. Okay, that's the halacha. You win the lottery on Adar Gimel. This year, you observe Adar Gimel. You make the Suda for your family. Adar Gimel, Adar Aleph. You don't go wait until Adar Sheni, Gimel Adar Sheni. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
That's if there's only one Adar.
Right. That's what we're discussing. In a year when there's only one Adar, and then you commemorate, it's not like a bar mitzvah, where you observe it in the second Adar. Bar mitzvah, if you're born in a year when there's only one Adar, and you bar mitzvah in a year when there are two Adars, you observe the second Adar. It's not like Purim, where you observe the second Adar. That's through the halacha. Why is that so? I don't know. I think it's because of Ein Ma'avir al HaMitzvah, like a neder. When you make a neder, you have to be minader, you have to be mesamech right away. A bar mitzvah is a bar chiyuva, that's different in you, that's not a neder, that's the cycle of the year. When it comes to Purim, that's because of Gzeres HaKasav, samech gula l'gula. When it comes to vows, obligations of giving shevach private, you have ein ma'avirin al hamitzvos, you have to as soon as possible. So here lies the yisoid of Purim Katan. This is the yisoid. Every miracle is not just a miracle for the klal. Every miracle is a miracle for the prat. Pesach, Yitzias Mitzrayim. For klal Yisrael, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Every person on their level also experiences a Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sukkis, Anani Akavot, for the klal. Every person that has private Anani HaKavod, yeah, whatever that means, a person has to go and translate what it means to him on a personal level. Purim, every person, there's a Purim for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was in the matzav of Sakana. Hashem saved Klal Yisrael through Teva, through a series of coincidences. Ah, a revelation. This is the Yad Hashem. Hashem is with it, is here, his Shechin is here. Same way it happened for the klal, it triggers in a person a realization that in my own personal life, I have private, many, many private poems in my personal life. You only maybe dedicate one day for a major event. You win the lottery, you'll dedicate one day. But the truth is, every person, when you go through the poem experience, it awakens you to recognize that every person in their own private life experiences a private Purim multiple times in his life, multiple times in a year. Therefore, that's what Purim Katan is all about. Purim Katan, it's not the pshat, oh, it's just the same day of the year. Wait a minute, what is Purim Katan? What is it? Purim, the big holiday of Purim is for Klal Yisrael. But for Klal Yisrael, it forces me to look at myself and recognize I have a private Purim in my life. That's Purim Katan. That Purim Katan has to be observed Adar Rishon. If you win the lottery, when do you observe Purim? Your private Purim. Adar Rishon, not Adar Sheni. The Klal Yisrael as a whole has to observe Purim Adar Sheni because of the drasha that it has to be next to Nisan with Soimech Gul L'Geula. But the experience of Purim, the fact that there does exist such a holiday called Purim, forces a person to recognize that there's a private Purim in my life. And when you do commemorate private Purim, what does it say in Mishnah Berurah? It has to be an Adar Rishon. So what we're really doing is, when there's an Ibayar, we're taking the one holiday of Purim and we're breaking it into two parts. The public celebration for the Klal is an Adar Sheni. But what we're supposed to extract, the obligation that man has to extract from the holiday for the Klal, is that I experience in my own life a private Purim. In a regular year, it coincides with the public holiday. But in a year when there's a leap year, then you have no choice but to fulfill the private Purim as soon as possible, because that's not subject to the Gzeres Shava of Tzoymech Geula L'Geula. So basically, today is the real Purim. It's the real Purim about private lives. And regularly, when there's only one Adar, so there's one day of Purim. That one day of Purim, you got to do both. you commemorate the Purim for Klal Yisrael, and you commemorate your private Purim. But in the year when there's two Adars, you can break it up. The private message of what Purim is all about, you accelerate, you advance to Adar Rishon, and then the big Purim is the big Purim, because the Mishnah Berurah says.
So it is the first Purim?
For your private.
So if you have private events that happen to you any time of the year, you're saying they should all be remembered otherwise?
Yes, correct.
So that's
today.
Like a parallel to saying if you have private tragedies or something like that, they should all be focused on Tikkun.
Yes, pretty much, yes. Correct, indeed. That's very true. But in this year, you have the advantage of two Adars. The private celebration for your private lives is Adar Rishon. One last thing, very, very short, is that we do Paschim, you're supposed to have a Suda, a mix of Suda, a small amount. The Chassam Sof is of the opinion that Mishloach Monos is a chilek of the Suda. And if the Chassam Sof would deliver Mishloach Monos on Purim Katan.
Sushatnish.
Purim Karim Katan. Because what is Mishloach Manos? It's a chelik of the Suda. So if you're going to have the Suda, it says, we call Mokum Yar Bekitzas Besuda. So you should be Mar Bekitzas and Mishloach Manos on Purim Katan.
A kid was misbehaving.
Okay, have a wonderful Purim Katan.